This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
It's Trae Young and the offensive performance he put on last night. 21 of 21 free throws. It's hard enough to hit 10 in a row, let alone 20. He went 20 of 21. But Trae was talking about the team's defense and why they won.
I mean, I felt like we played very aggressive. They still made a lot of shots. They still made a lot of plays. But I felt like our defense was there, and we played really, really hard defensively. I feel like if we didn't do that, we wouldn't have won tonight.
What about hitting the 21 free throws, Mike? This is what he said after the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. I mean, I know how to score. Like, if my shot's not going, I know how to get to the line. And not only helps our team score, but it also puts them in foul trouble and things like that, especially when guys are being as aggressive as they've been.
I mentioned that, Ma, about 5 minutes left when Bridges makes those free throws, cuts it down to seven. And then Caris LeVert, when Trae looks like he's boxed in, hits the big three. Also, another, you know, every time George Nyang, he's got a nice stroke, man. I like saying the name Nyang, but he's got a nice stroke. So we've got some nice bench. You just wish, yes, in a perfect world, we still had DeAndre and we had a healthy Jalen Johnson, because we'd have some unbelievable bench scoring and some really nice guys to, you know, to keep the momentum going. You'd have really no letdown when these guys get on the floor.
Yeah, no Jalen. We know he's injured, and obviously DeAndre is in Cleveland. But you're right. I mean, it would look like a completely different team. Either way, Hawks have won four in a row. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
So the Yellow Jackets, Mike, look like they might pull off the upset this afternoon. Now, they ultimately lose to Duke, but the news was Cooper Flagg suffered a left ankle injury, leaves in the first half. Now, you just told me he did have his shoe back on.
Yeah, I just saw some photos, videos of him. He's got both his sneakers on the sideline with Duke, so he's able to walk around at his own power. So it just looks like a really bad ankle sprain. So we'll see how they want to, you know, can they advance a few more games, certainly in the ACC. Can they advance out of the round of 64 without him? Probably, because they've been beating guys by 30. You know, night in, night out. The other thing is Malik Brown got hurt, though. He re-injured his shoulder injury that he had earlier this year for Duke. So questionable about him as well. So two big pieces, but Flagg, exactly. He got his foot back into his shoes. So that's a good sign.
They're 28-3 during the regular season. We're talking about Duke. He's averaging 28 boards a game. And ironically, this was Damon Stoudemire talking about his team being difficult to beat. In the first half, guys, the Yellow Jackets were up in this game. And it looked like they might pull off the upset because of what Damon Stoudemire was talking about.
You know, we spaced the floor, and, you know, we started to find some different things that we could get at on the offensive end. And I think that, you know, Nate started it. He was getting downhill. And then I think, you know, it helped everybody else. And playing in space is just so different than, you know, what we did in the first half. And sometimes, you know, you have to open the floor up and, be honest with you, we quit calling a lot of plays, and we just played in space, and, you know, guys were just making good decisions, and when we're on our game offensively, we're tough to guard.
And that's what they beat Virginia, and then today they got Duke, and they lose by 8, 78-70.
We were talking a lot about Georgia, and did you have to win your first game in the SEC tournament up in Nashville? Man, Silas Demery's been so big for Georgia, and then he started missing big shots down the stretch. Everybody was missing big shots down the stretch. They had the lead. The last time Georgia Tech, I should say UGA, had the lead last night, it was about 64-62 with about 7.5 left in the game, and then Oklahoma just really heated up. So, I don't know. Joe Lenardi still has Georgia potentially a 9 or maybe a 10 seed. I was saying, if I was the committee, now this will tick off Mike White and Georgia fans, but if you want to make that play-in game interesting in Dayton, throw Georgia into one of those, you know? Because they have the mid-tier, you know, games where you can play in for those. But last night, I just thought, man, Oklahoma was also on the bubble. It was a must-win game for them. Both teams finished at 20-12. I mean, I should say Georgia finishes on the season in the SEC play at 20-12. Oklahoma advances in the SEC tournament. But Georgia at 8-10 in the SEC, a lot of folks still feel that's good enough to be in. So whether it's 13 teams, including Oklahoma, you feel safe with Georgia?
I don't. I want to see how these conference tournaments play out, Mike. And if there are a few more upsets for those teams that are on the bubble, do they push Georgia out? Mm. I'm with you. I thought they absolutely had to win at least one game. And now you're leaving it in the hands of the committee to say, all right, just because you played in the toughest conference this year, and the SEC was and is the best basketball conference in the country, okay, Georgia, the way they competed at the end of the regular season, it's enough to push them in despite them not winning a game in their conference tournament?
Right.
I don't know. I hope they do get in, but I just feel like you just left a lot of stuff for chance.
Yeah, as we said, I mean, we know Georgia, it's been a battle because, you know, Mike White, like, not like any other year, this would be a fantastic year for Georgia basketball. It's just the rest of the SEC is just so amazing. So if you feel, as Mike does, that they're locked in, and Joe Lenardi does it right now, he's still got them as a 9 seed taking on Memphis. So if that's the case, maybe the committee moves him to 10.
Okay.
But, yeah, you didn't help yourself last night.
Not at all. Hey, Daily Downloads brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
How much confidence do you have in the Braves from what you've seen at spring training? I mean, look, it's hard. We always talk about it. The stuff these guys do at spring training is not on the back of their baseball cards. But you do want to have a good spring and a productive spring. And Brian Snicker was asked about, you know, how he felt about last year's playoffs. And he's like, look, left a bad taste in my mouth, and I've been ready to get back here since we lost. This is courtesy of MLB Network.
And I said last year when the playoffs were over that I couldn't wait to get to spring training, and I'm in it. And so now to be down here with all the guys, and, you know, there are going to be bumps and bruises. There's going to be injuries. That's part of it. But, you know, if we can keep our guys healthy throughout most of the year, I'm really excited about what our team is.
And so am I. That's where I've been. I think the injuries that happened last year, knock wood, that can't all play out again. All I'm curious about, Mike, is how Drake Baldwin is going to step up and what he may do when called upon. Is he going to be your everyday guy now with Sean Murphy out? I don't know if they made that determination. They do have some other help there, but that is like the number one thing for me. And I know Ian Anderson, you know, again, he showed up well in his fourth start. We talked a little bit about it yesterday.
I know that Ian Anderson's a guy I've been harping on because, and I'd love to go through an entire Braves season without, you know, me doing that old saw where like pitching, pitching, pitching. But right now, I just talked to Grant McCauley, who we saw today, that looks like all the younger guys, and Ian's not younger anymore, but this is nut cutting time, as you like to say, because they have no more options of sending him back down. It's time to stick with the club. But he's done everything you could ask of, right? For the most part, this spring.
Yeah. He's given you a reason to not let him go.
Right.
Right, that's the thing. I mean, you can always say, all right, why should we keep him here? Is he really worthy of being the fourth or fifth starter, whatever it is you expect from him? I think he's given you enough so far to say we need to hold on to him. And I think they are, and they'll ride this thing until it falls off, Mike. 404-726-0929. We have a lot to discuss, including more NFL news.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.